Just to wrap up here, how far do you think the U.S. could go in World Cup 26? There's a lot of excitement right now about these young U.S. players playing at these elite clubs in Champions League.
Sure.
And there's obviously a World Cup between now and 26, but like, what could they possibly do in 26 in front of home fans?
Well, if you watch, if you just look at players and player profiles, right? Christian is, you know, close to as talented as any player on that Chelsea team, right? Weston fits in just fine at a very, very good Juventus team. Tyler Adams fits in very well at a team that's perennially in Champions League. And, you know, we'll see where he goes next if he goes anywhere else. But if you just look at profiles, Serginho Dest, obviously, amongst others, we have the profiles and the players that we know can do it at that level against the best players in the world. There's no ambiguity around that. It's not like, oh, six guys play in Mexico and we're not, and they don't really play much, and eight guys play in MLS, and, you know, sometimes they start and sometimes, I mean, we have guys starting at all the big MLS clubs, all the big European clubs. So we have the talent and the profiles. Now the question is, what does that look like as it comes together, right? What is the identity of that group? Because the identity in the past was very clear. It was, we're not as talented, but there's a grit and combativeness about us that keeps us competitive. So what is that? What is it going to look like for this group of young men? And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing in the next few years. And then as they get into their mid-20s, late-20s, what does that exactly look like? So that's the part that will tell me more. And going through challenging qualifying campaigns is perfect for what this group needs. It's one thing for Serginho to play, you know, on amazing fields in Spain and playing with great players all the time. Now you go and you play in Cuba, right, where, you know, it's not so fun anymore. Those environments and those challenges would be really good for these guys because it really hardens you, and they need some of that too.
Landon Donovan is the manager, executive vice president of soccer operations, and part owner of San Diego Loyal in the USL Championship. Landon, thanks for coming back on the show.
Grant, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. What a-